Okay, I can bring up this thing with organizations when there is a lot of confrontations and quarrels or things like that, tense interactions between the members of the organization. It may be that it outgrew itself or something like that. There are not enough resources, or things changed and the resources available are not really reflecting the needs, current needs. So I was thinking about how these temples we have here, ISKCON temples and so on, sometimes things work out nicely, sometimes devotees are dissatisfied and tense and they are angry at each other or whatever. And I mean, one possible reason could be related a bit to that, that enthusiastic leaders, I'm just throwing this out there and you say what you think. Enthusiastic leaders, they start projects, they buy properties, this and that, thinking, oh yeah. And of course that's how Prabhupada did it. He wanted to start temples and farms and so on. So then yes, we're following Prabhupada and now he's pleased with us. And now devotees will come and live here and we are expanding and the movement. But then what you have then is a property, a building or several buildings and land and this and that and cars and all kinds of resources that cost money. That takes both money and work to maintain, more than you might have thought initially when you did this whole thing. Especially when you're not an experienced person in this field of running properties, organizations, this and that. We almost always do that mistake. First time that we underestimate the work and costs of projects, how time consumed. So then all that, of course, lands on the shoulders of the innocent bhaktas who join there in order to have nice spiritual life. All that beautiful that is there in the Bhagavad Gita and so on, and that the devotees preach about. Oops, now you are here. And as someone said, when you join, then your half full glass of water becomes half empty. You feel that, ooh, there all of a sudden are a lot of expectations and demands on me. And one of them, which is kind of just there, is to maintain all these properties. Of course, you know, the cleaning and the this and the that is there, and that's a good lesson to learn how to become humble and serve Krishna. But there's more. And as we saw, and I don't know, but now, many of us had to go out and collect money, selling this and that just to pay all the costs for everyone else. The food and the heating and the electricity and this and that. And you don't see all that unless you sit in the office there with the bills and all that. So I guess that's an example of what we're talking about. You didn't expect all that. And now you feel that unless you are participating in all that work, and of course you have to work as a volunteer, no salary, nothing like that, just the minimal food and housing, or I mean a bed somewhere, maybe your own room. I mean, I'm talking about the old days. Your own room was a luxury. If you were a brahmachari. So, and you became one if you didn't have a woman, if you were a man or brahmachari, whatever. So, you kind of just pushed into that role. And of course, if you joined with that anticipation of renunciation and hard work for Krishna and simplicity, then fine. But some didn't. And some couldn't take it as they grew older. So, well, that may explain why there are certain, maybe a little more than it would have to be, social problems in Krishna conscious temples. Mm-hmm.